Hello to all of my melanated kings and queens, my brothers and sisters in Africa and in South Africa, and to my listening audience around the globe. I welcome each and every one of you back to another episode of CWTG. As you know, I am Teddy G, your host, and you know on this channel, ladies and gentlemen, we discuss anything and everything with absolutely no sugar, no frosting, and definitely no mayonnaise. So y'all go grab yourself your favorite cup of coffee, tea, or latte. Enjoy me for the next few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, as we have our spiritual moment of the day, which will be brought to us by Apostle Pastor Geno Jennings. He'll be reading, ladies and gentlemen, from the 23rd book of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's the 23rd book of Psalms, where Pastor Geno Jennings will be talking about today. Let's go get our spiritual moment. Right after we do a little bit of housekeeping, because you know it's a must at the studios of Chilling with Teddy G that we keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976 under Title 17, Section 107. Allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringed. Nonprofit education or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go directly to Geno Jennings.
Hallelujah. People wonder when I said, I'm not afraid of nothing, I mean it. The only thing I'm scared of is God.
Hallelujah.
The prophet testified here. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil.
I will fear no evil.
For thou art
for
with
God
me.
Is with me.
Thy
rod
and thy staff.
And thy staff.
They comfort me.
Hold it.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
This is why we travel anywhere.
Hallelujah.
And preach in any country. And don't worry about death threats. All these death threats that come my direction, they don't come your direction for the gospel. They made me their target.
Hallelujah.
They want to kill me, your brother. They want to murder me, your brother. They want my tongue cut out. They wish that I was hung.
It's true.
Glory to God, but I'm comforted today.
Amen.
That we go in any country, any town, any village, and absolutely fear not a drop of evil. There's a rod.
And I staff.
What does a rod and staff do?
They comfort me.
Hold it right there.
Come on.
Any mother over there got a cane? Anybody got a cane? Give me that cane, brother. Give me that cane. Give me, mother, give me that other cane right there. Thanks, sister. Now, what did he say?
Thy rod.
Hold it. Thy rod.
And thy staff.
And thy staff.
They comfort me.
That's my support. That's what he's talking.
That's right.
God is your support. Because you're in the valley of the shadow of death, you got rod and staff. Meaning you got support on the left side and right side. Now your body can have comfort. What is that comfort? That if God supports me, I may be wobbling in the valley, but I won't fall. Glory to God. I won't fall because the rod and the staff. They comfort me. The rod and thy staff. Through all the circumcision, all the trials, all the opposition, thy rod, hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Glory to God and thy staff.
They
and for what?
They comfort me.
Comfort. That's when I won't fall.
Hallelujah.
I may get shaken in faith, but my little faith,
hallelujah,
I'm going to rest
hallelujah
on God.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Wonderful.
Thine rod
and thy staff.
And thy staff.
They comfort
thine rod.
Hallelujah.
And thy staff. Thine rod. Glory to God. And thy staff. That's your support. God.
Wonderful, man.
Is your support. And if God is your support, regardless of how weak you are, you'll find yourself can walk with him. You may be weak, but you can walk with him. You may be tired, but you can walk with him. You may be weary, but you can walk with him. Glory to God. So hold out there.
Thy
rod
and thy staff.
Walk with him. You may be weak now, but walk with him. You may be sick, but walk on him. Glory to God. Thy rod. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
And I stand.
They comfort
it. Comfort. It keep you from falling.
Hallelujah.
It keep your spot.
Hallelujah.
It keep your hope. Blood pressure go up. Thy rod.
And
I stand.
They comfort.
I got heart problems. Thy rod. And I stand. I got cancer. Thy rod. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Give it back to the right one.
Wonderful. What
do you say?
Thy rod.
And thy staff.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thy rod.
And thy staff.
Hallelujah.
They comfort you.
They comfort us.
Wonderful, man.
Hallelujah.
My.
Yes. Thy rod. Go with your God. And thy staff.
They comfort.
Blessed be the great God of Abraham. They comfort me.
What else he say, son?
Thou preparest a table.
Thou preparest
a table before,
a table before me.
Before what?
Before me.
Before me.
In the presence of my enemies.
Hallelujah.
My.
Are you good?
Blessed be God.
Wonderful.
Thou prepare
a table.
Before me.
In the presence of my enemies.
Now look. God can sit you right in the presence
of my
of the enemy.
That's it, man.
He prepared a table
before me,
right before you,
in the presence of my enemies.
The enemies that you don't want to be around.
Hallelujah.
Don't want to speak
hallelujah
to.
Hallelujah.
Like you say, I get along without him.
It's all right.
Now God step in.
That's it.
You say, you know what? I'm not going to let you avoid your enemy. I'm going to set a table.
What do you mean?
I'm going to bring your enemy to the truth and spread the truth. You on one side, your enemy on the other. And he's going to make you both one until you both are brothers. You're both are sisters. And nobody is an enemy to the other.
A table
before me in the presence of my enemy,
God,
right in my presence
of my enemy.
And my enemy. And what I have,
thou anointest my head.
I anointed my head
with oil.
Spirit of God will come on.
Hallelujah.
The power of the Holy Ghost will come on.
My cup
runneth over.
I told you so.
Yeah. My cup
runneth over.
You get a cup of hot water or cold water, you fill that cup up. When it run over, whatever's under it, it's gonna get the effects. Whatever's around it, gonna get the effects. That's the way it is with God. God blessings can come on you and then affect your enemy.
That's right.
Next thing you know, your enemy run up under you, the best friend you ever had.
That's true.
Same one you reject.
That's true.
Same one you despise. God will prepare a table. And God creates circumstances. Now you and your enemy need each other. And now you both got to end up being brothers and sisters.
Wonderful.
Submitting to God. To
Wonderful.
God's orders and God's law.
Excellent, man.
Hey,
listen. Thou prepares a table.
Thou prepares a table.
In the presence of my enemy.
In the presence of my enemy.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
Spirit of God come upon me.
My cup runneth over.
I'm full of blessings.
Surely.
Surely.
Goodness and
oh,
mercy.
Oh, praise his great name. Hallelujah. Surely.
Goodness and mercy.
God goodness.
And mercy.
And God mercy.
Shall follow me.
How long?
All the days of my life.
Do you want that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want it to follow sometime or all the days?
All the days of my life.
You want God goodness.
Hallelujah.
And God mercy.
Hallelujah.
Follow you.
All the days of my life.
And then what's the result?
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
How long?
Forever.
I'm going to stay in church.
Hallelujah. Forever.
I'm going to stay in church.
Forever.
I'm going to stay with God. Stay with God.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Wonderful. Amen. I'm going to stay with God. Let God be your rod. Let God be your staff. In other words, let God be your support. Let God be your anchor.
You will get weak and you will.
But let God be your support. He'll run up under you with the word. You'll find yourself even you're spiritually weak and frail, but you can lean on him.
That's it.
Amen. And trust in him. Regardless of the task, regardless of the trial and the circumstance, regardless of the sickness and level of sickness, make God your wrath, or rather your rod, and make God your staff and your rod.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him support you. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread.
Oh, yeah.
For he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense to both the house of Israel, for a dread and a snare. Let God be these things.
He's willing to be
what he said he will be. But he wants something out of us.
That's right.
And just like he's willing to be what he said he will be, we must be willing and obedient. He said you will eat the good of the land.
That's right.
Amen. And I can see that the church, the truth of God now, is eating the good of the land.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. That was our spiritual moment of the day, ladies and gentlemen, from the book of Psalms, brought to us by Apostle Pastor Geno Jennings. We thank God for his word and the deliverance of it from Pastor Jennings. Now, with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all so much for tuning in to this spiritual moment on Chilling with Teddy G. As I tell y'all always at the end of every show, please continue to do your social distancing because we're living in a new normal. We'll never be out of the woods with this COVID-19 and all of the variances that's popping up, including the new one right now, which is the Omicron Delta variant is still running rampant. But glory to God, with his rod and his staff, you will be comforted. With all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to know I bring y'all these stories and tell y'all these things because I love you. Loving you guys is my food, and Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of his life. And until I have the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.
Black community suffers from the worst health disparities. The Minister of Wellness Ministries is the only pro-black Bible-based health ministry of its kind. We teach biblical health principles that can eradicate obesity and disease. We have everything you need to feel better than you've ever felt in your life. Act now to get your biblical health ebook and DVD, both for free. TheMinisterOfWellness.com, TheMinisterOfWellness.com.